Today on the podcast, we're talking about the mind-body connection, and particularly as it relates to fear and tension. It's going to be a good one. Hello, and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the fabulous Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I'm learning about and teaching about in my everyday life so that we can all find a little more balance, bliss, and confidence. Thank you very, very much for being a part of this community. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe, leave a review, and share with a friend that might enjoy it as well. I truly appreciate your help in getting this broadcast out to others. So today we're talking about the mind-body connection, and this is something that's popped up a lot in the medical research in the last maybe 5 to 10 years of this connection between our emotional stability and our physical stability, or our physical abilities and health, as well as our mental health. And sometimes this conversation can get a little into just a place where you're like, is this true? Is this scientifically valid? Do we know if this is the case? And I completely understand some of that skepticism as someone that is a yoga practitioner, a meditator, a science nerd, all of the above. I do truly believe that there's a very important mind-body connection. And though I don't know all of the science, and I think we still have a lot more to discover on how it really plays out, there are some pieces of the mind-body research that are very well done and are very obvious from a physiologic standpoint and have been well documented. And I wanted to get into one of those here today because it's a really important connection that's used in labor. So if you're having a baby, it reduces a lot of the pain and stress of labor, but it's also a powerful tool for any sort of pain that you're feeling. So this could be menstrual pain, this could be truly just stress, and as well as muscle issues. So what we're talking about today is called the fear-tension-pain cycle. So this is this mind-body connection that truly exists that has a huge impact on the pain and discomfort that we feel, again, in our workouts, in labor, in menstrual pain, et cetera, et cetera. So here is the fear, tension, pain cycle and how it works. So when you get afraid, fear, we are activating the sympathetic nervous system. So the sympathetic nervous system, this is that fight or flight or freeze system. And when we activate the sympathetic nervous system, we get a rush of cortisol and adrenaline. Our breath becomes more shallow. Our heart rate goes up. We drain some of the blood away from our muscles and towards our vital organs, and our muscles tense up. We start using a lot of glucose. We release a lot of insulin so that we can utilize glucose and basically, if we think about this from an evolutionary standpoint, run away from the tiger that's about to eat us. So when we get afraid, we have, and this can be a, you know, from something mentally that happens, we have a true physiologic reaction. The sympathetic nervous system turns on. There we go. One of these aspects is tension, tightness. So we move from fear now to tension and tightness. So when this sympathetic nervous system turns on, as I mentioned, blood drains away from our muscles to go to our vital organs. We get this rush of glucose and insulin so that we can move around, and we reduce our blood flow and our fluidity. Everything gets really tight, tension. From that tension, we get pain. And this is specifically talking about in a labor context, but again, same deal happens if you're in a workout class, if you are experiencing menstrual cramps, or have another physical ailment that's happening. So we move from fear to tension to pain. Also, I could actually add to that list of the tension and pain in your stomach. We get a lot of stress feelings in our stomach. So if your like belly starts gurgling and tightening up, that can cause some pain. Now, why has this become a cycle? Because once we feel pain, we get more afraid. So the fear, the pain causes more fear, the fear causes more tension, the tension causes more pain, and you can see how this just goes around and around and around in a circle. Now, how do we break this circle? I mean, that's really what we need to do. We have this big mind-body connection. What we need to do if we want to stop that pain is to break the cycle. So this is either reducing the fear or the tension so that we can reduce pain. How do we reduce tension or fear in our bodies? Well, we want to move from the sympathetic nervous system to the parasympathetic nervous system. This is that rest and digest nervous system, the one where you feel all good and cuddly and full of oxytocin, and you can actually digest your food and you're warm and you're happy. So how do we do this? We start by breathing slowly. Breathing deeply and slowly is huge for helping to activate our parasympathetic nervous system. And this is because when we start to breathe deeply and slowly, we actually are sending signals to our body that we are safe, right? So we kind of are doing a little shortcut through the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system to say, see, wait, no, nothing can be wrong because we have time to breathe slowly, right? So this is a good way to shortcut that. Even if your brain is in fear, you can say, okay, you know what? Let's breathe deep to stop the cascade of hormones that is increasing the tension. So breathing slowly, breathing deeply, getting warm, slowing down, stopping movement, even doing anything you can to increase your feelings of safety. These are things that are obviously going to reduce fear, but also can act to reduce the tension in your body as well. When we break this cycle, when we reduce the tension, the pain can decrease. As the pain decreases, we get less afraid. As we're less afraid, less tension. And then we can get this cycle working in a way that is good for us and for our bodies. So the fear, tension, pain cycle can either be used to wind us up or to calm us down. And so this is why we practice meditation. This is why we practice breathing deeply. This is why we even practice things like yoga and meditative movements. We are learning to, in a moment of fear or tension, to break that cycle so we can reduce our pain. The other piece of the story that I want to mention to you and just bring up to your awareness is noticing these other feedback loops that we have in our lives. And I am completely guilty of this. So an example of getting a little anxious about something, maybe, you know, you have a hard day at work or you're worried about something, you're nervous, you're anticipating. So you go check Instagram, just try to distract yourself. Okay, great. You're checking Instagram, trying to distract yourself, and suddenly you get anxious because, you know, who doesn't get a little FOMO when they're on Instagram? And suddenly, oh, there goes a little more anxiety and tension. Okay, well, I should check Instagram again. Maybe something's changed. Nope, nothing's changed. Still causing that FOMO. And then you go back and back in this circle. Similarly, if you're feeling antsy, oh, well, you know what? We'll calm me down some ice cream. Okay, ice cream will calm me down. And then you're walking around and you have your sugar high and you feel bad that you ate the ice cream and you're like, oh God, I just feel so crappy. I don't know what to do. Okay, let me go eat some more ice cream, right? Like a feedback loop. And so what we want to do is notice these loops, notice these habits and say, okay, what can I do to cut them off? What can I do to put this into a positive cycle? And so the reason why we practice meditation and yoga, yes, of course, it's useful in that moment, but where it's most useful is in those harder moments, in those moments where, shoot, we really need a coping mechanism and it better be a healthy one. And so let's reduce that fear, tension, pain cycle because we know if we take a deep breath, we will calm things down, we will slow things down, and we'll make ourselves feel good. So that is an overview of the fear, tension, pain cycle. Again, if you are pregnant, this is a huge thing to know and recognize that the pain often is coming because of this tension in our muscles, not because of the pain of labor in itself. I would say the exact same thing for menstrual cramps, that again, we tense up our uterus and our ovaries and suddenly we feel worse. That's a huge piece. So learning to relax is huge. In a workout class, right, when we're like, oh, I can't do it, we get our brains going, we get afraid, we tense up our muscles, and then, you know, how are we supposed to move and really feed it the oxygen and blood that it needs? Same in a stressful situation when our stomach tightens up. Okay, we tighten up the stomach, we get all clenched up, and we are just acting to increase that anxiety. So notice this. Notice where it comes in and decide, how are you going to practice? How are you going to slow things down so that you can break this cycle and put it into a positive loop? I would love to hear the ways that you are trying to slow down your feedback loops, maybe even the triggers so that you know when you're in a not great loop so that you can start to recognize and understand what's happening in your body. Send me a message over on Instagram at BeHappyHealthyHuman Or if you want to learn more about the work that I do, check out BeHappyHealthyHuman.com. Thank you again for being a part of this community. I'm wishing you a day of fabulous love and light. And of course, the light in me very, very humbly bows to that same light in each one of you. Have a great one.